Now the news in detail with Brian Jennings.
The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, is expected to bring a paper to Cabinet today outlining options on how to manage the large surpluses expected in the public finances over the next few years. The expected surpluses are due to high levels of corporation tax, a big part of which is considered by the Department of Finance to be a once-off. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
This year, even after a big increase in spending due to cost of living measures, the public finances are expected to produce a surplus of just over 10 billion euro. Next year, it's expected to be 16 billion euro, with the bonanza forecast to continue out to 2025, with surpluses totaling 65 billion euro. The main source of this good fortune is corporation tax, which is expected to be just over 24 billion euro this year. Last year, just 10 US multinationals paid 57% of this tax. The paper, which Finance Minister Michael McGrath is expected to bring to Cabinet today, will sketch out a range of options to use what's believed to be a once-off windfall. These options will include a new sovereign wealth fund, targeted increases in spending on infrastructure, and paying down some of the national debt. No decisions or recommendations on these options are expected to be made at today's Cabinet meeting.
Russia has launched further attacks on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian military officials said the country's air defences destroyed 23 of the 25 missiles fired. The attacks come as Russia today stages its annual Victory Day parade. The event celebrates the defeat of Nazi Germany in the Second World War. Extra security measures have been put in place in the Russian capital, Moscow. The Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, is considering new supports to help traditional tourism areas cope with potential lost earnings. Yesterday it emerged that a government memorandum indicated that the tourism sector could lose more than 1 billion euro this year because of hotel shortages. The Irish Tourism Industry Confederation has called on the government to draw up a 2-year plan to house refugees and asylum seekers, which does not rely on the tourism sector, and said a mitigation fund was needed to help tourism businesses this summer. Private cars are to be banned from travelling through College Green in Dublin city centre at all times from the end of this month. The College Green bus corridor, which currently operates from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening, will become a 24-hour bus corridor from Monday, the 29th of May. Work on the scheme will begin next week. Dublin City Council says the move will give priority to public transport at all times. On this programme, Janet Horner, a Green Party Dublin City Councillor, outlined the benefits of extending the ban, which include laying the groundwork for a civic plaza in College Green.
Getting rid of private cars, which are currently clogging up a lot of the public transport, is going to make it a much easier and much clearer for buses to flow through the area at the moment, and I think safer for people who are currently cycling in the area, which can be very hazardous. It will make public transport much better and improve that north-south and south-north connection.
Also on this programme, Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, said he had concerns.
How do we make sure that these businesses are communicated properly about what is going to happen? How are they going to function as a business in a carvery zone? And what is the alternatives in terms of getting customers in and out as fast as we can? And also, we know now at night time that there is bottlenecks when people leave pubs and bars, that there isn't enough public transport to get people home. We've seen that during the Christmas period.
The association representing 6,500 members of the Army, Naval Service and Air Corps is hosting its annual Delegates Conference in County Meath from today. 55 motions will be put before the PD4A conference on issues including allowances, working conditions and staff retention. Laura Hogan reports.
PD4A delegates will convene in Trim, County Meath today for the organisation's annual conference. It represents 6,500 members of the Army, Naval Service and Air Corps. Today, delegates will be addressed by Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin and Defence Forces Chief of Staff Sean Clancy. The three-day conference will hear 55 different motions on a variety of topics. Among them, PD Fora is calling for what it calls the fair and equitable introduction of the Working Time Directive, allowances for additional hours worked by members, and the issue of retaining personnel will also be discussed.
Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For efficient, consistent, evenly dispersed heat throughout your home, choose Grant's Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be sunny spells and showers today. The showers, some heavy, will be most prevalent in the west and southwest at first, but they'll spread eastwards this morning, becoming widespread for a time. Some showers may be thundery. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 17 degrees.